radio shock jocks.
Okay, Anthony.
And Anthony.
These people say shocking things that border on offensive in order to entertain their audience.
I refuse to sit here and think that radio has to be nice. Why? Why does radio, out of any other medium, have to be nice? We are being now held to a standard where we have to be nice and make people feel good. Go screw!
Radio Bad Boys, Opie and Anthony.
Controversial radio personalities, Opie and Anthony.
Infamous DJs, Opie and Anthony.
Talk show radio hosts, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Radio shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony striking again.
I sat with some of the greatest gangsters in the world. John Gotti, Zan Gravano. And I went in and said, John, you ever put me again, this is Opie. Yeah,
now sit down. Opie and Anthony.
I was amazed. Guns N' Roses starting to blow up. And you didn't have guitars to play because you were pointing them off to get some dope.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the AIDS.
Opie and Anthony.
This country went off the cliff and it's just in free fall now. It's just a sick, it's disgusting, my voice you're hearing.
It's time for people to understand these are words. If you don't like them, turn the dial.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Let's go to Kevin.
I can't even talk about it anymore. It can't even come out of my mouth anymore.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Listen, man, you don't need martial arts or any of that bullshit. If you get into a confrontation with somebody and somebody tries to kick your ass, I've always found it best if you offer to suck their dick.
That's a good call, dude.
One of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to take you up on it and you're out of the situation, or they're going to think you're so fucking pathetic you're out of the situation.
No, Kevin.
Sage words.
You forgot the third option, which is you suck their dick, they come in your mouth, and then they beat you for being a faggot. God damn. That's awful.
Yeah, that's about as bad as it gets.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you guys?
Very good, man. You got the Smodcast coming up?
The Smodcast, of course, airs on, what is it, 202?
Yeah, 202.
Yep, 202. You and Scott Mosier.
Yeah. So that's happening, but we announced our Zach and Miri cast.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't announce it on our show a week or two ago. Now it's official.
Now it's official.
When are you going to give us a little scoop?
I gave you a scoop about my fighting technique.
Yeah.
My bullfrog style.
Bullfrog style?
Has this movie been filmed yet?
Not yet, sir.
All right, good, because I know we had discussed some stuff. So who else is in the cast?
Who else besides Jimmy Norton?
Yes.
Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, pretty huge for us.
Very cool.
And
fucking huge.
The gist of the story?
These two cats are so broke and they got nothing, they got no prospects in life, they decide the best way to get out of debt is to make a porn flick.
Mm. Nice.
Powerful.
Yeah.
What's it called, the movie?
Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Oh, perfect. Wow. Awesome. That's funny, that if you know the title, you don't have to ask what it's about.
No, true.
Yeah.
You're wrong, because if you ask what it's about, you find out it's a meditation on the Holocaust.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what was the last drug you did?
Last drug I did was I got stoned. Last poker game I played in Jersey, this dude Frank had a bullet with him, and we smoked some weed.
Yeah, we've been talking about drugs a lot this morning.
I've never gone harder than weed. Everything else scares me. Remember Len Bias? Remember he did that coke and his heart exploded?
Yeah,
I
was in Maryland.
Coke forever. I mean, I was in high school at that point, and any curiosity I had about it went out the fucking window. Have you guys heard about this new drug that they're rocking in Florida called Jenkum?
Mm-mm.
There's a drug called Jenkum, and it originates...
That's that African stuff? Yeah.
Yes. Where sewage? Basically, they take a big old empty bottle of Coke or Pepsi, you know, a big 2-liter bottle, and they pack, half pack it with shit and urine, and then they put a balloon over the top of the bottle, the opening, and then let it ferment for like 2 or 3 hours in the sun. A lot of work to make this drug. And then you take the balloon, you know, you hold the balloon close, take it off, and fucking inhale it. And this apparently makes you very high.
Why?
Kids, a lot of kids are doing it.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, I saw that in Africa.
Its street name is Butt Hash.
Right.
Butt Hash.
How long does it keep you high for?
They say that immediately knocks you out, and when you come to, you have this bizarre sense of euphoria from an hour to all day long.
Does your breath smell like shit?
Of course it does.
Oh, yeah, everything smells like shit.
The big after effect is that the kids complain that their breath smells like sewage. We talked about it on Smodcast this week.
Is it
fucking amazing?
What is it, just inhaling methane or something?
Yeah. Essentially, it's getting the methane high, man. But, you know, yeah. You're kind of left with the taste of raw sewage in your mouth for days at a time. Ooh. But can you imagine wanting to get high so badly that you're like, I'm going to take the time to whip up that concoction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Quite frankly.
The article that I saw, and it was horrible, there was these little African kids just digging into raw sewage with their hands and pouring it into little, like, water bottles, making this stuff.
And depending on what area of Africa it is, you could kind of, like, I can't agree with it or condone it, but you get your head around it. Like, that's a cheap high.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about kids in fucking Florida, dude.
That's pretty crazy.
You don't have enough for a dime bag. You're like, I'm willing to inhale shit and piss.
The kid in Africa in the article that I read said that when he had the hallucinations, it made him see his mother who had just recently died, and he could talk to her and be with her.
Oh, so that's why he...
What the fuck? He lives in Africa, he's smelling shit, and his mother's dead, and he's 5. And he's just wandering in the fucking jungle with a little water bottle full of shit.
Full of shit. For him to get him all
that's
off.
Fucking crazy, man. You know?
It's like a whole nother world over
whoa,
there.
Oh, holy shit it is. How about
one of its nicknames is, did you ever see that clip online, the video game, where the dude was like, Leroy Jenkins?
Yeah.
Oh. No? Oh, well, no. Fan
that's
says yes.
Obscure. Yes, it's a classic, actually.
Yeah, it's
classic.
Pretty fucking funny clip, but they call it Leroy Jenkins here in the States as well.
Well, yeah, I would think the little kid should dig and plant
a
seed.
Playing? Is it World of Warcraft or something like that? Is a game where you can get together online, a bunch of people could do it, and then in this online reality, they had a funeral for one of the characters died, and then, you know, you're supposed to observe some sort of armistice while that's going on in this game.
Really?
Some dude came in with weapons and just slaughtered everybody.
At a funeral?
Oh, that's great.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. People get so furious about that shit.
Did he just write pwned?
Your funeral's been pwned. Noob. I had a real online problem for a long time. I played Quake online like 8 hours a day. I couldn't stop. I was
so
addicted.
I've been playing, this isn't going to sound nearly as manly, and this is why I have to suck dick to get out of fights. On Facebook, they have a game. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
I know what you're talking about.
On Facebook, they have a game called Scrabulous.
Oh, no.
It's an online Scrabble game. That's as hard as I get.
Are you at least dominating?
That's my street cred. I'm like,
wow,
you in Scrabulous.
What kind of graphics card do you need to play that one?
Pretty much the same graphics card they used on the Atari 2600.
Yeah, right.
Are you a good Scrabble player, Kev? I happen to like Scrabble.
I'm a Scrabble fan, sir. I do enjoy it, but I'm very competitive.
Spellers.
I don't know. I used to in the beginning go for the big words to impress, but that's how you lose the game.
Yeah, Have you ever played Jimmy Kimmel?
What's that?
Have you ever played Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
He's really good at it.
Is he?
Is he really?
Yeah, he's obsessed with it.
Fucking people that are good at spelling.
Very good at Scrabble.
Yeah. God, I hate it.
I'm not better than Jimmy Kimmel, I'm sure. But I play a little Scrabble.
I get all stressed out when the little hourglass is running out of sand. And you still have a word? I don't have a word because I don't know how to spell. Right. So I'm like sitting there going, that is my fucking weakness, man. I can't spell worth a shit.
I can't spell worth a shit either. And no matter how many times Microsoft Word corrects me, I never fucking remember it.
I see that little red line underneath and I go, oh yeah, I fucked it up again.
Yep. It's an I before an E, douchebag.
Like, yeah, I spelled weird right twice in the last 5 years.
Oh, weird is one of those words that just fucks me up. Important
receipt.
Or important? What the fuck is it? An A or an E?
A!
An A!
All right!
No, it isn't!
This is
very important. That's why I say important.
Yes.
So it's not like important. And they both look right, written down.
No, they don't.
No.
Yes, it does. That's why I fuck it up. Leave it.
Don't tell me what I feel. Necessary fucks me. I get fucked by necessary and access.
Yeah, shit like that.
Is it two C's,
two S's?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's two and two.
AXES, I got access. There you go.
With Scrabble.
Thank God for things like... I write an email or something like that, or I'm trying to write something and not look like an idiot, and I'll just pop it into Yahoo, and just hit it, and it'll usually tell you if it's right or wrong. I know you could go to the dictionary.com or whatever, but I just usually have Yahoo up, so I pop it on there. And sometimes I get it so wrong that it doesn't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know what I'm trying
it's
to say.
It's the best. Do you know what word always gets me? I know it's I before E, I think, except after C or whatever, but I recede.
But not always.
I know, there's little silly rules. I recede I can never get, but I'm a good speller. I have to put that out there on the table.
You are.
Yeah, they call me the fucking the spelling kid.
I don't remember ever hearing you called the spelling kid.
Yeah.
Don't you love guys that make their own fucking nicknames?
That's right.
Kid, like those. The spelling kid.
Actually, my nickname for myself was Kid Spells It Right, but it was the I instead of IS, it was IZ, you know, just to kind of ghetto it up.
I want to thank you. All I know is for the many times people be like, why are you do Opie and Anthony? Those dudes are juvenile in grade school. I've never felt that until you guys started admitting you couldn't spell important.
Look,
motherfuckers may be right. These dudes have the spelling skills of a 6-year-old.
Let it be known. I'm sorry.
It just was the only one that didn't know.
That's right.
We're still smart.
I had to have a weakness somewhere.
True.
You know, I know everything.
I want to thank Kevin Smith for making us talk about spelling for 15 minutes.
Well, you know, the real problem
Emmett Smith?
Is...
Did you say Emmett Smith or Kevin?
Kevin.
Oh, my God, I just heard Emmett Smith.
There's all sorts of holes in our language that we haven't fixed. We just
W-H-O-L-E-S?
Things the same way.
Yeah.
You know,
can't we just spell everything phonetically?
Well, yeah, a lot of times it doesn't work.
Love that.
Silent letters and what the fuck? Yeah. 2007, for real. Silent letters, still.
Silent letters.
Zero
for
sense.
What?
Yeah, for exactly. Who?
Subtle.
Fake out. You know, they keep silent letters to just fake out the foreigners.
It's shitty code.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you flush out somebody who's not.
It's shitty coding. That's what
shitty
it is.
Code.
It's shitty communication coding. That's all it is.
Maybe
it's
Kevin,
just bad Microsoft Word.
Got to be
like
debugged.
1994.
Maybe on the set, me and you play a little Scrabble. What do you say in between us?
I'm all for this, sir. I'll bring my travel Scrabble.
Travel Scrabble sucks. I like a big fucking. The little magnetic ones. They all get fucking drives me nuts. Fucking magnetic.
Not for nothing, but I got important people like Seth Rogen in the movie, dude. I don't want people to see me playing Scrabble.
I gave that guy Stoner of the Year Award at the High Times Awards.
Really?
Yeah. Stoner of the Year.
All right. I was honored. Hey, to give him Stoner
Kevin,
of the Year.
Kevin, it's time to tell Jimmy what his part is going to be in the movie.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
He's got to prepare now.
I don't want to ruin it here, but I tell you, it's not a big part, but he is apt for this role.
Okay, is it a sexy? Places. Do I walk in shirtless and say something dramatic to a woman and she comes?
Will he be on screen more than he was in Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Will words be coming out, or am I playing the part of like a guy in a mall who
words
sits there?
Words will be coming out. Okay. Memorable words.
Wow.
Powerful.
Yeah, memorable.
Nice.
Memorable.
Who's that Banks girl? Who is she?
She was in Spider-Man as well. She played Betty Brant. But she was in, did you ever see Invincible, the Mark Wahlberg movie about the football dude?
My friend Doug was in that. It made me sick to my stomach, so I couldn't watch it.
She was in that. She was in
she the blonde girl in that?
Old Virgin. She was the chick in the tub. Who was
that girl was hot.
She was in Scrubs. She was in Slither. Did you ever see Slither?
No, but I know you're talking about
it
now.
It was a good fucking movie, man. She was in Wet Hot American Summer.
What's Slither?
I never saw it.
Mm.
Slither is the movie. It's kind of like it's a piss take on, but not a complete comedy piss take on like a Monster from Space movie, like an Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The closest thing I can.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And it's a two thumbs up from Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it's totally worth watching.
Fuck yeah, write that down.
It's got a sense of humor to it.
Fuck, I gotta start working on my skills.
He's
all worried. Disappointed.
Now he's all worried.
He's a romantic lead in the new Kevin Smith movie. He's gotta fucking bone up.
All you have work to do is bring yourself, sir. You're fine. Your skills are there. You're cast for your skills.
Does the part require, like, opening your eyes really wide to show emotion? Because if it does, I'm the fucking main man for this movie. You'll just act surprised in every scene.
What? You do have the look of somebody who's recently had a facelift.
Yes. I look like a burn victim with good skin.
You have the wide-eyed skills of a young buckwheat, sir.
A victim with good skin. Like somehow they fixed you, but your skin was too small.
Yeah, my lips never came back, and my fucking eyes opened way too wide. It just gives everybody the willies.
Huh?
I really am awful. But I know how to be angry. angry on film. Like, when I'm angry, I just shake my fist a lot. I'm fucking good. Let's do this picture.
What about crying?
Acting job and performance clinic, sir.
Well,
Lee Strasberg.
Joe asked about crying. It's fucking easy. I look and I actually will enunciate boo-hoo.
That's crying.
You know what's weird with crying in movies? A lot of actors, like great criers, Demi Moore, great crier. Denzel Washington's a great crier. A lot of them cannot actually tear in movies, so it doesn't look like they're crying in their face. I've never dry-faced cried. Mm-hmm. My face is always wet when I cry. And there's a lot of actors cannot do that.
How strange is it that we really appreciate people?
No, that would be smile.
How crazy that we really appreciate people who are really good at faking shit. Like, that's like a huge skill.
That's why I love
my wife. Fake emotion.
That's why I love my wife, sir.
The sir was such a huge part of that line right there.
Kevin Rules
made it.
Yep.
That made it.
Shit. Yeah, we are. We're just
it's
like.
Crazy. We're obsessed with people who are great at lying.
If you're. And the better the liar, the more we appreciate it.
The better you can go into some crazy psychotic state. Like, your father didn't just fucking die, and you're sitting here crying. Like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting yourself in that place for the film.
Yeah.
You're fucking nuts.
You're a liar.
Yeah, you're awesome at faking it.
Well, movies are
the best ever at faking it.
If they do it in cutaways, it's real easy to cry. There's this thing called a mentholated blower. It's essentially that thing like you stick up your nose and inhaler if your nose is blocked. Basically, they drill a little hole on the other end of it and then blow from one end to the other into your open eyes and immediately tear up.
What kind of cheesy-ass shit is that?
That must be that.
And they're putting Barry Bonds in jail? What the fuck? That's like steroids for acting.
I know.
He's a fucking liar.
And you know what's also good about it? It doesn't just make your eyes wet. It gives you the fucking runny nose of crying.
Wow, the whole deal. The whole package.
Yeah. But then
you still got to do the mouth thing and make your funny crying face.
Lip quiver.
Make your funny crying face.
Yeah. You know how I do it?
Lip quiver makes everybody go, okay, calm down. Calm down. Even if you hate a dude and his lips quiver, and you're like, calm down.
I do it like Caligula.
Relax,
it's like
bro.
The ultimate like tail talk. Like your lips are quivering. I'm like, what I'm doing. I'm sorry.
Like, all right, man. It's okay. It's
calm
okay,
down, dude.
Give me a hug.
It helps if you've got a few extra chins, too, because you get that jowl.
And if you can get some spittle and not even pay attention to it, you know, you don't even just you're letting it dribble down your face. You don't care.
So you know who does a good, like, really out of his mind crying because there's spit strings and everything, and when he's talking, is Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah,
he will be crying and shit's flying out of his mouth, tears, snot.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
I have no idea.
Isn't he one of those?
But
I believe.
Well, he always plays the retarded whatever in a
That's
movie. Like he's a retarded soldier.
When you're auditing a class in Scientology, the first thing they teach you is how to cry convincingly.
Really? That's good when you see how much you're giving them. You'll know how to react.
How crazy is that whole process where they hold on to the e-meters?
The little meters,
coffee
Anything
cans,
that
strings.
Keeps you off a building with a fucking sniper rifle, I'm okay.
You ever see the picture of young John Travolta holding on to those things?
It's
and he's like,
nuts.
You know, hey, I can't
nuts.
Believe I'm doing this.
Well, the craziest rumor that I ever heard about Scientology was the Richard Gere gerbil rumor. Was that the reason why Richard Gere, that which is the craziest fucking rumor of all time. The Richard Gere gerbil rumor is like unbelievable. This is before the internet. I mean, I grew up in Boston.
Yeah,
my friend grew up in L.A. We're both the same age. We both heard it at the same time.
How did that happen?
It's fucking insane.
Like a messenger with wings on his heels running across the country with a scroll.
Hear ye, hear ye. There's no rumor like that. The Rod Stewart sperm rumor was the only one
that
was close. That's
up there.
It was also Rod Stewart. It was Elton John. And later in life, it was John Bon Jovi. I always heard that story.
I never heard
Bon Jovi one.
What was the Bon Jovi one?
Same thing.
But that one was
so
true.
He was sucking so many dicks at a party that they had to pump his stomach from all of them.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
I heard Bon Jovi had AIDS.
Those rumors persist even pre-internet travel because it captures a child's imagination.
The gerbil just
somebody
made everybody go.
A gerbil in the ass. You gotta tell somebody
else.
How
did the gerbil
Richard
thing
Gere.
Pass like that, though? How did that happen? That's just
amazing. That is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It traveled the whole country.
Like
everywhere.
Were people writing letters and licking envelopes and going, I gotta send this to my friend. Like regular mail.
Richard Gere is
down from father to son, mother to daughter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Housekeeper.
Rodent to rodent.
Richard Gere was a really handsome man, and any opportunity that America had to hate him, oh, yeah, that's what I heard. And it just shows how many haters are out there. They just spread it like wildfire.
I still believe it.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
100%. I think when he went to Buddhism, Scientology released it.
My friend Steve used to work in the Miami hospital. He used to work in the, he was a resident. He's an ophthalmologist, and he worked in intensive care. And he said he saw everything up people's asses. Everything. Light bulbs, guns. Guys' assholes.
We've seen the x-rays, man.
Oh, fucking insane. Yeah, guns stuck up your asshole. Stuck.
Loaded?
Yeah.
Of course.
Dude, like pistols. They're shoving a pistol in the ass and it gets like wrecked in there.
If you're going to do it, it should be loaded. Yeah.
We had x-rays. We had a shitload of x-rays that some guy brought in of guys with shit up things up their ass. And one was a bowling trophy.
Yeah, that was our favorite. And that was our favorite.
The bowling trophy had hooked itself. You know, because he was on his back throw, and it hooked himself on, like, his pelvis bone.
Oh.
So he couldn't get it back out. It was like a molly bolt up his ass.
Oh, my God.
And,
was
it
at least the first place?
I can't even listen to that.
Yeah, he had to, I know, isn't that just painful?
I know.
They had to do a little finagling to get that out of
there. Another trophy I can understand, like, if he had just won something and the arms were raised, at least you could kind of understand the physics of wanting to put a raised arm trophy in your ass. When an arm is hooked back, that's a recipe for trouble.
Yeah, you're gonna get into some trouble in
Maybe it was his dad's bowling trophy, and he just wanted to shove his dad up his ass.
Yeah, like, look, dad.
Sort of a reverse Oedipus.
I was in an emergency room, not personally for the problem, but for an impacted fecal matter problem.
Powerful.
My wife had some thyroid surgery, and for a week she was taking Vicodin. Apparently one of the side effects is it prevents you from shitting for a while. And she got to the point where, like, she was doubled over, sick. She felt like she was being poisoned, like toxic poisoning. I kept saying, let's go to the hospital. She's like, no. And I went out and got, like, you know, the little enemas you can buy, all that shit. Nothing worked. And finally she conceded, and we took her to the emergency room, and the doctor had her get her on her hands and knees and use a long speculum, a shovel, to just dig it out.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Wow. And the one thing she said after it was all over was, like, never tell anybody.
Wait, how long did it take?
I think once she got into the room, it was about a half an hour. Because once they kind of
shit
half the blockage, then immediately, you know, boom, you're set to pop.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Was it really, like, what if it, eventually you would shit, right? Was it was all impacted? Like,
doctor,
just,
it was too big to come out.
Just impacted and just fucking blew out her upper intestines.
Should have gotten high off that.
Upper colon. It was just, he said it was like a massive fucking cork.
Oh, God.
You could die from that because you're backed up.
Sure. You're stuck getting the headaches and all. Yeah.
What do you do if you're on a deserted island and you fucking can't shit?
Oh, you're done.
Deserted island. How fucking old are you?
It happened on Survivor.
Both the question and the response were hilarious.
A guy on a teeny island with one palm tree.
Exactly. That's what you think.
And bloated stomach full of shit.
That exact thing happened on one of the survivors. I forgot which one, and the guy had to leave the game because he was going to die. They had to get him to a hospital.
Couldn't you put, like, fucking Metamucil in there or some warm water or put your finger up there? There's got to be a way to scoop your duty out.
What about colonics? Mm.
I think it was too high for a finger to reach.
But why'd you sit there and push till it happens?
I was like, let me help out.
It's probably above those sphincter muscles.
Got a fucking Vicodin. I don't take Vicodin.
I've taken Vicodin a little bit.
If you're on the desert island and you're impacted that badly and there's nobody with a speculum to dig your shit out of your ass,
and a little shovel,
into the ocean and pray to get eaten by a shark.
I know. You imagine that's the one thing you're looking forward to in society, a guy with a shovel and a fucking table to get on your hands and knees on?
You could get into the water, spread your ass cheeks, and hope for the Bermuda shit-eating fish.
Just maybe. Bunch of piranhas.
Yeah.
Brother my Weiss. Kingdom for a shovel in my asshole.
Brother Weiss tells a story every once in a while. He was in such a state on the bowl, he couldn't get it out, but it was half out, that he had to cut it loose. He cut it loose with scissors. Yeah.
Scissors?
What?
Wait, he stood up to go get scissors? Or did he have him in reach?
I guess he waddled and got scissors. He couldn't get the whole turd out, so.
That is insane. How did he wipe? It took him 3 weeks to wipe.
But he figured, fuck, I'll just like, scissors. I
why
can't sit here and
grab it.
Yeah, use your finger.
Yeah, just get in there.
Oh, he also, I don't
shout
know.
Shout at it.
I don't know if this is, I don't know if it's the same story, but he did also say that it was so, one time it was so hard, maybe it was after he cut it.
What
it wouldn't
fuck?
Go down the fucking toilet, so he had to go in there
and squish it up.
Oh my God.
I don't know, man. He swears it's true. But he cut it loose because he couldn't sit there anymore. He's like, fuck this. I'll come back and try to get this done later.
You know which ones hurt? The fucking knobby-headed turds.
Yeah.
They look like fucking, they look like the Michelin
Turtles.
Man, but thin and brown. It looks like,
like a potato
50 small donuts
out.
Put together and then fucking shaped into a log.
It's Kevin, so weird. Sometimes your shit comes out. It's just like you go to wipe your ass and there's nothing there.
Nothing.
Man. It's like, how did that happen?
Just a speck of blood and a little semen.
I think worse than that is when you get the breech shit going where it's turned the wrong way.
Breech shit. I know exactly what he's talking about. You can feel it moving through your whole insides like, oh,
breech. Pointing head down, it's on its side.
Yes.
Situation.
It's like watching Tor Johnson walk into a room.
I was drinking.
Those are the only times I pray now is when that stuff happens.
I was drinking this goji berry juice, and you're not supposed to drink too much of it. You're supposed to drink like 1 ounce of it. It's got strong antioxidants. I was drinking like a fucking glass of it, right? And I kept getting these unbelievable, like, I said, like, it was like a dirty turtle tank. That's what my shit was like. Just, you know, like your turtle tank when you don't clean it. Those motherfuckers just eating and shitting everywhere. It just came out of my asshole. It smelled like a stinky, neglected turtle tank. It smelled the same way until I stopped taking this fucking goji juice. I was like, I don't care if I get healthy.
By the way, Kevin.
Horrible, explosive, broken fire hydrant diarrhea.
Is it good for you, though?
Yeah, it's great for you.
Get a copy of this broadcast and play it for those people that say the show is immature and juvenile.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about shit for fucking 20 minutes.
Well, Kevin, what's the big plug? We got to take a break here. We got the Smodcast tomorrow at 7:10. That's a little weird.
Smodcast tomorrow night.
Smodcast, right.
On 202 The Virus. Okay. And we cast our Zach and Mary, Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks.
That is nice.
Those guys that call in with it, and there it is.
Very cool.
All right, well, Kevin, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, sir. If I don't see you in the studio beforehand, I'll see you on the set.
Hey, you rule, dude. It was an honor to talk to you. Big fan.
Hey, Kev, where are we shooting?
We're shooting Pittsburgh, sir.
Good.
Yeah, not too far.
So this is real now with Jimmy, because it kind of started as a little bit of a bit, but it's real now, right, Kevin?
It's very real. But as long as Jimmy Pryor, he can't come in the next day to the show and be like, that was not worth the trip.
No, not at all.
No, you bash Kevin Smith. I will bash you.
I never bash Kevin.
You got his word.
No, I'm fucking good, man.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
God damn it, I told you to bring me the formula. That's a guy who needs the formula.
He's writing the line in for you.
He's available for ad-libbing.
I'm fucking good, man. Believe me, I'll help you. I'll go over the whole script, make a few changes.
Yeah, he's really helpful.
All right.
Any poker games in the future?
I think I'm going to play another one in the next 2 weeks in Jersey.
Cool.
Do you play well high?
I'm sorry?
Do you play well when you're high?
I didn't that night.
I'm making some stupid moves.
Ari Shaffir's killer poker
Seven
player.
Deuce off. This will work sometime. It's got to come out of the flop eventually.
You're eating a jack.
Ari's been winning big money playing in L.A. tournaments.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Winning big money.
Where you play Commerce?
Commerce, yeah.
Yeah.
Commerce hustler.
Yeah.
He's a killer, man. He takes home, like, big cash.
Nice.
10-12 sometimes.
I forgot to tell you, I started playing online as a goof, and good. I had like a 2-7 offsuit, and I decided to go all in, right? And it didn't work out, obviously.
No.
And then you watch everyone leave the room. That's my new thing. Just go all in on the worst hand and see how pissed people get. You just see people disappear before your eyes around the whole table.
Wait, why would
you sit there by yourself in this room?
In that room.
They don't want to deal with people that don't...
They don't want to play with a lucky fuck that will get like a 7-7 deuce on the floor.
They want to play with real players, so if you're going all in with 2-7, they don't want to...
You're too wild.
They don't want to deal with that. They want a real game where people are thinking it out and stuff.
It's funny where, like, blackjack is the only game where you have to count on the other people with you not to fuck up and crazy.
Yeah,
like, if you're at a table...
Fuck, that's nuts!
I've been at a table where I wanted to kill somebody.
That's crazy!
Why?
It's like, don't fucking hit that fucking 13. But the deal is showing a 6. Don't fucking hit it.
And then your theory is they mess up a deck for everyone else?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Wait, don't hit
that.
It is retarded.
That doesn't change
when it works out in your favor, then what do you say?
But statistically, it doesn't.
Right. How do they call it?
It drives players nuts.
It drives me nuts.
Look, here's the deal. If I got a fucking $6,000 bet up top and some motherfucker with a quarter is sitting there fucking my hand up, I can fucking tell him to hit or not hit on whatever I fucking want.
How do they fuck you up, though?
It doesn't
make sense. He's right. It doesn't make sense.
Statistically,
but everybody
believes it. At all.
Yeah.
Everybody follows that, though. Everyone follows
that. The next card that comes up is completely random, whether it's the first card or the third card or the fourth card. It doesn't matter.
What do you think the origin of blaming the person for your losses?
It's the same people that blame, you know, white supremacist slavery.
I think that origin.
I don't know.
Wait, what, Kev?
I think that origin goes back to the beginning of time.
Yeah. It really does.
It's even blackjack. That's just like, it was his fault.
The first fucking person that went up and the first person that pointed at a wild animal and told his friend, I think you could fuck that. And then he got his dick ripped off and he goes, I'm blaming you. That's what a shock that I go there.
But
completely unpredictable of me. Just to go into a cheap
fuck joke.
You're going to
be on set with Kevin Smith. How cool is that?
That's going to make you mainstream.
All right. Hey, Kevin,
mainstream
always
Jimmy.
A pleasure.
Always a pleasure, gents.
And all right. We'll see you soon in studio.
Tomorrow night, 7:10, the Smodcast with Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier.
There you go.
Thanks,
later
Kevin.
On,
take care, buddy.
Later, man.
Hey,
greatest fucking Kevin,
I love
man.
Kevin, man.
He really is.
He's hilarious.
Very funny.